Welcome to Phi Lambda.
Hi, what are you doing? We don't hit joints in here.
Your parties must suck.
No, we don't throw parties here. In the United States, sororities are not allowed to throw parties in their own houses. Only frats can.
This is a sexist, restrictive system.
Whoever's our sorority that can party the way that we want to.
What's the name of our sorority?
Kappa.
Kappa Nu.
Yes! We all love our sorority that can party!
Welcome to our sorority, Kappa Nu.
Living next door.
What are we gonna do?
Maybe it's not that bad.
Girls are usually quiet. They don't really take hard drugs. And they're much smarter.
Oh no, I killed a girl.
I'm a painkiller, bitch! Capitano!
We need somebody who can relate to stupid young people.
Hey neighbors, let's shut this shit down.
Yay! The sequel that nobody fucking asked for, but I don't know. A lot of people are saying this is better than the first one, or that they like it more than the first one, so now it's time to see how the phenomenal one feels about Neighbors 2, colon, fuck is it called? Sorority Rising. Yeah, there we go. Sorority Rising. Let me go ahead and give a plot synopsis. So, you know, we open up with Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne returning as Mac and Kelly Radner. And they pretty much are in the process of selling their house. Actually, it opens up with a fucking gross out sex throwing up on your face thing. I was like, oh, okay, I hope the rest of the movie ain't like this. And she finds out she's pregnant, and they figure, you know, sell the house. I'm not going to lie, I don't even know why. They never really state why. They're just going to sell the house and get another one because they already got the other house. Problem with this house is it's... they got it on escrow, which means that, you know, the buyers of the house, they have 30 days to, you know, come and inspect the house and make sure any changes haven't happened, anything like that, or they can just decline the offer. So Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne, they're like, we can't allow this to happen because we've already bought the other house, and if we can't end up with two houses, or we'll be screwed. Meanwhile, on the other side of the track record here, if you fast forward over here to Chloe Grace Moretz's character, who's playing Shelby, she's a freshman in college, and she's joined a sorority with a Selena Gomez character. Selena Gomez plays the Phi. I forgot what that sorority was called. She was just the president of the sorority. And she, Chloe Grace, she likes to join. They go like, whoa, what are you doing? You're not allowed to do that up in here. And she's like, oh, your parties must suck. And they're like, sororities aren't allowed to party, you know? And she's like, what? And this is a running joke with everybody that's reviewed this movie or going to review this movie, or even people in the movie or even the audience members, that sororities can't party. Nobody fucking knew this. And, hell, I didn't even know this. And to the point I had to ask one of my friends from college, hey, you know, why wasn't you guys allowed? Because I ain't gonna lie, I fucking hate sororities and fraternities. I don't like either one of them personally. I got a bad experience with a fraternity when I went to college, but I'll get in that story probably a little bit later. But I was asking one of my friends in sorority, and she said mainly, and this is what she said, mainly the reasons why there's not sororities is because of, you know, they know what the guys do in fraternities. It's a lot of fucking, drinking, smoking, and stuff like that. Pretty much drugs and fucking and stuff like that. The fear of colleges is that those houses will be turned into whore houses, and they don't want that to happen. So, I mean, either way, who gives a shit? You're a fucking criminal in these goddamn houses, so what difference does it make? But either way, so Chloe Grace, she's like, well, fuck that. You know, I want a party. And she teams up with Kiersey Clemons, if you remember her from Dope, Beth, and I do not remember the other girl that was with them. I don't remember her name at all, actually, people. I think it was Nora. Yeah, it was Nora, the fat one, the one that you throwing out the window, the one that I don't know why reminds me of Rebel Wilson, possibly because she got on my fucking nerves, but you know, they realize they become friends. They're like, oh, we can't have this going on. We can't break up the sorority. We're like friends here. So we need to create our own sorority. And we're going to call it Kappa Nu. and we're gonna party every single fucking day. Zac Efron comes in the mix because Dave Franco comes out the closet and pretty much kicks Zac Efron's out the house because he's getting married to a new guy in the movie here. And, you know, Zac Efron's trying to find himself, so he ends up helping the sorority and shows them the ways of how to get this house right next to Seth Rogen's character. And pretty much to the point where Zac Efron realized that, oh, you guys suck. You're missing the whole point of sororities about, you know, being a unity and stuff like that. He switches side on the Seth Rogen side, and they end up trying to make sure that they don't raise enough money to keep the house so they can move. And that way, Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne can move to their new house and sell this house. And bam, there's a plot synopsis. Let's get into it. Let's talk facts. Let's talk about if this is better than the first one or not. Now, if you remember, I gave the first one a rent it. And that first one came out about 2 years ago. I didn't hate the movie. I just didn't like it. I'm not going to say I didn't like it. I thought it was a well-structured film or whatever and stuff like that. I thought it went a little bit too long. But the problem with that movie for me was I did not laugh. Now, actually, I don't remember laughing at all. I don't even think it was that funny. Here, I will say this. I don't think this movie is better than the first one. I don't think it's worse than the first one. I think they're on par with each other. But I will give this one a credit over the other one. Is this one is actually funnier. I got some real genuine laughs out of here. The opening, like I said, the whole sex scene, that kind of threw me off. And I was just like, oh, God, Seth, please don't do this. The real breakout star for me is most of the scenes I laughed at was the Dave Franco and the Zac Efron skin. Zac Efron is funny as hell in this film. He's actually really good. And when given the right material to work with, he can pull off a comedic charm like no other. Everybody else, and I gotta say, Chloe Grace Moretz, I fucking hated her in the movie. I was like, at first it was cool. She plays Shelby in the film, by the way. She's cool at first in the film, but you know, the longer it goes on, you just gotta say, okay, can this girl act or what now? Because damn, shit. There was even a part where she became like a semi-wigger for a quick second where even her father had to call her and was like, why are you doing like you Eminem or something like that? Because she started talking like she was hard or whatever. I was just like, ugh, God, somebody shut this girl the fuck up, please. I will say Kiersey Clemons, I liked her. That's the black girl from Dope. She plays Bethany and she was cool. I like that the message in here, they didn't try to beat you over the head with. They kind of made a joke about it at the same time by bringing it up because it's always brought up. But every time something would happen where, you know, it was like, oh, I bet if men did this or whatever. And they would kind of like wink like, oh, but women can't do this. Like, because there was a part where Zac Efron was like, hey, where'd you guys get the blood for those tampons you were throwing? It was like, we got it from our vagina or whatever. And he was like, oh, that's gross. And then she was just like, so men can throw a bag of dicks at windows, but women can't throw their tampon. He's just like, huh, bag of dicks. He's like, all right, you guys are right. That was pretty sexist. So stuff like that, that was funny. Although I got to say, ladies, throwing a bag of dicks at a window, okay, it's not, now that's not really funny, but I gotta say, that's a little bit more fucking appropriate than throwing some fucking bloody ass tampons at a fucking window with a baby inside. That shit is fucking disgusting, okay? Now I can see if it was a bunch of bloody dicks, then I'd be like, ugh, but it's just fucking dicks. You throwing your fucking bloody tampon, why don't you throw a bag full of vaginas? Then I'd be like, alright, now we're on par with each other, but bloody fucking tampons? That is the most disgusting goddamn thing I saw or whatever. Now, granted, if one of those girls would have been like, hey, you want to come hit this? I would have been like, hey, well, shit, then you don't have to ask me twice. I'm already going up in there. Do you know that, I got a sidetrack here. Do you know that men are turning down pussy in 2016? That shit blows my mind. I just found that out literally an hour ago before I started doing this review. But either way, I digress. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So the Dave Franco stuff, which I thought was funny personally, just because what was funny about it was... First of all, I was like, did he come out the closet? I was like, I really don't remember this movie. But in here, they have like this ultimate bromance thing going on where it's just so gay to the point that you were wondering, like, why didn't they turn Zac Efron's character gay in here and make him fall in love with Dave Franco? Because they got so many bro moments in here. It's not even, well, it is funny, but it's not even funny that they have so many bro moments in here. To the point where Zac Efron, he has legitimate beef against Seth Rogen. And he's like, hey, I can't. everybody, all my other friends are doing so well and stuff like that. I can't really get a job because of you guys, because I have a record. But then at the end of the movie, he turns out to find that when Dave Franco gets married, he's like, I'm a gay wedding organizer. And Dave Franco pretty much told him, he's like, yeah, you probably got so many clients, though, is because there's a lot of gay guys that want to fuck you. And he was just like, he did a P1. He was just like, I like those odds of taking that way. I was like, that's what I would say. Yeah. Rose Byrne, I didn't really find her that funny. Hannibal Buress makes a cameo in here. And actually, I thought that was the funniest joke of the film, to be honest. He makes a joke, something he does. He's a cop in here, and he's got a rookie cop with him. And they're kicking down a fraternity house because the sororities and ratted out the... They ratted out some drug dealers so they can sell their drugs on the corner here. And the cops come, and they kick down a door, and they, like, get on the ground. They start tasing people and stuff like that. And it's a bunch of white kids. The third house they go to, which was funny as hell, is nothing but an all-black house, whatever. And then Hannibal Buress kicks the door down. He goes, like, get on the... Oh. He's like, hey, well, you gentlemen, hey, whenever you get a chance, just come on down to the car. I'll take you to get something to eat before you can, before we take you down and release you and anything like that. And, and hopefully you guys have enjoy the rest of your day. That shit was hilarious as fuck to me because it was funny seeing him break down two houses before and had nothing but white people in. He treat them like shit. He was tasing them and pointing their gun in their mouth and shit like that, whatever. But when these black brothers came up who looked 20 times more thuggish than any of these white kids they busted in, he was just like, oh, hey, how you guys doing? He was like, come on in. That was the funniest joke to me in the whole film. I will say, about this movie is about an hour and 35 minutes as well, another Sony film, and which is funny because at the same time that this is coming out, another film is coming out as well. And I think personally they both have the same problems, is that first 40 minutes to an hour is pretty funny, and then that last 35 minutes, it just kind of fucking drags and drags. I was not a fan of this third act. I kind of personally just lost interest. I was like, can we hurry up and wrap this up, please? Granted, the Hannibal Buress joke does come in there, but pretty much that was the only thing I laughed at. There was a point where I started checking my watch and was like, come on, can we just wrap this up now? Because Seth Rogen, to me, he's just not funny. I think it's funny because he's always in these comedies with this ensemble cast of comedians and stuff like that, or comedic actors, if you will. And I always think that they're funnier than he is. He's just trying to play the straight not guy that just smokes weed all the time. I mean, pretty much he's just being himself. I think, personally, he gives great material to people, which I think that's his intention as well, too. But to me in here, I just didn't find him to be interesting at all. I mean, Zac Efron's really the most interesting one. They got this weed chase at this pep rally, if you will, and stuff like that. And I didn't really find Seth Rogen or Rose Byrne really that funny as all. Zac Efron was mainly the one keeping me going in this movie. But that third act, I thought they could have cut that down a little bit. I mean, it's already an hour and 35, but because, it's just partying and shit like that. And I was like, one thing I hate about partying movies is, okay, I don't want to be watching people fucking dancing and drinking and shit like that. I could do that on my own. I don't need to fucking do it. Unless you're going to do something extreme. But another thing, too, is I got a problem with this film is, this movie goes back and forth on what's sexist and what's not, which I thought was pretty funny in times and stuff like that. But, or this whole thing of, men can do it and women can't. I'm going to tell y'all this right now. What fucking difference does it make about sororities and fraternities or anything like that? They're all underage and they're fucking all breaking the law. Okay? How can you even claim this sexist bullshit? And there's a lot of problems in here, too, because these girls straight up rob Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne or whatever. And they're like, oh, we can't call the cops because then they'll tell them we stole their weed and stuff like that. They're fucking kids, Seth Rogen. Come on. I mean, they really do play Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne to be some kind of dumbass parents in here. And to be fair, they are pretty fucking stupid. But everyone in this fucking movie, as far as the fraternity, just fraternity and sororities, they're all drugs, drinking, and most of them not even 21 and shit like that. Clearly in the first one we see that and stuff. So fuck all the sexist and all that shit. Because I know somebody's like, oh, this movie makes a brilliant statement about the sexism that is going on. It's like, oh, I really don't fucking want to hear that. When you really get down to it, everybody in here is breaking the fucking law. And I'm talking about real life sororities or anything like that. Fraternities now, well, I can't fucking stand frat boys, to be honest. I remember, when I was in college, I had a bunch of buddies that, you know, was joining a fraternity and stuff, and I kid you fucking not, I was just going along with it, because they were like, oh yeah, P1, you're really cool and stuff, you should join it. And I swear, they took us to this place, we was at a party, I was drinking it for my drink. I was 21 at the time, I didn't really give a fuck. But this dude told us, all right, P1, look at this. And from this day on, I've hated fraternities since then. There's a cat in that room with a knife tied to his tail. We're going to put you in that room, and when we open it in 5 minutes, either you or the cat better be stabbed. I was like, what the fuck? And they shoved me in this room, and I was just looking at them. I was like, I kept knocking on the door. I was like, I'm not fucking killing the goddamn cat, okay? And I really don't know how the fucking cat is going to stab me. So I just ended up opening the fucking window and throwing a damn cat out the window. I kind of did launch his ass. I was like, get. Actually, I probably did more damage to that cat than I could have did stabbing his ass. Or I just shoved his ass. And from that point on, I have fucking hated fraternities, frat boys, all that shit. I think South Park did them best with the PC principle and all that. There's a bunch of fucking bros and shit like that. And ugh. They're like, they're getting closer for me as much as I hate wiggers, and everybody knows how much I hate wiggers, but the frat boys are right a notch below them, and ever since that day, I just can't stand frat boys. I think the movie is funny. I think it hits a lot of points. I think the first hour is really good, the first two acts. The third act kind of wanders for me and goes on along, but I don't think there's necessarily anything bad in it besides Chloe Grace Moretz acting. Other than that, personally, I'm not feeling any indifferent of the film of it being better than the first one, or even worse than the first one. Although this one does have the advantage of actually making me laugh, I still feel the need to give this the same rating I gave the first one, which is just to rent it. I don't think you really need to rush out in theater and see this, but especially with Civil War still out there. But you know, I don't know if you're looking for a laugh. No, actually, you know what? Scratch that. I take that back. I also forgot. I'm doing this review really fucking early from the movie. I also have got, though, the weekend that this comes out, The Nice Guys comes out. That movie's badass. Go check that one out. You don't even have to check it. So now I stand by my rating now and my wrap-up of it by saying you don't really need to go see this at home. I mean, this is an unwanted sequel in the first place. It's got some laughs in there. It's probably got some story elements you may like. You might even like Seth Rogen, but, you know, you've seen one Seth Rogen, you've seen them all. You're not really getting anything different here. It's a rent it. I'm waiting for the trilogy now to be completed. I think he's dead. Actually, I think he is dead, so never mind. But I'm still going to make this goddamn joke, or this punchline anyway. The trilogy, the third film, it needs to bring Mr. Rogers in with him and some binoculars, and he's looking out the window, and he's going, I see you, neighbor. Mr. Rogers, the pervert. Wow, I just looked it up. That man is dead. Goddamn. Now I feel like a dick. Put my theme
song. My little black jeans on. Good disguises, everyone. You look like a psychopath.
It's a clown, man. People love clowns.
Stop doing that.
They're trying to dismantle our sorority.
I got an idea. We go with the airbag trick.
That's not gonna work.
If it worked with guys, why won't it work for girls?
Because guys are idiots.
It's a little hard to call the cops without a phone.
Give us that back!
No!
Oh!
What the?
It's called a cord, dumbass!
Give old people phone!
Those girls are out of control.
Get away from me!
They're using their sexuality as a weapon.
Someone help me!
Get out of here, animal!
This isn't working! I'm only making them sexier!
They don't understand that there's no I in sorority.
There's two, actually.
There's actually, there's just one.
No, that's a Y.
No, in the middle.
That's an O.
S-O-R-O-I-T-I-T-Y.
Sorority?
That's how you spell it.
You think the titty is silent?